Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your show's host, Anna Renault, and I'm always excited to be on the air, especially when I feel that I am sharing some important information with people that they may want to know about, may need to know about, and all that good stuff. I am Anna Renault. You can find out more about me on my website, annarenault.com. That's the www.annarenault.com. There is a tab there, a home tab, an About Anna tab, books, Renault Writes, the radio show, events, media, and contact. Lots of information. And I thank my webmaster, Linda Shank, for doing all that she does to maintain my website, which probably needs another update because I've been very, very busy lately. I always start the show out by talking about our show sponsor, and today that is Lucky Dog Wellness, and that's www.LuckyDogWellness.com. Lucky Dog Wellness. And remember, that's LuckyIE for Lucky. Jane Lanier is a canine wellness specialist, and she does a really fantastic job of helping our four-legged friends, primarily dogs she works with. You can contact her by phone, 410-961-3542. You can also go to her website and find tons of information, such as the 10 common pet health myths. And we certainly want to dispel myths, and we want to be able to treat our dogs appropriately. Jane is an animal healer, specializing in massage and energy work to help the animal's companions regain and maintain balance and health. Certainly, we want our dogs to be healthy. She has really felt a special connection to animals. However, it wasn't until a little blue chihuahua named Lucky came along that her life changed. Lucky was just 6 years old in 2001 when he was diagnosed with lymphosarcoma. Lucky's prognosis was 3 months or less with chemotherapy. Needless to say, Jane's heart just broke over that, and she decided to explore holistic services for Lucky. And instead of committing to chemotherapy treatments, she began her education by spending hours researching non-traditional cancer treatment for dogs through diet changes, herbs, supplements, energy work, and lots of prayer. To her enjoyment, 10 additional months with Lucky crossed her path, and then Lucky did cross over. But Jane has been awesome, and she really helps your dog deal with anxiety, especially if you're bringing a dog into the house for the first time, if you're bringing a dog in to share space with another dog, if your dog is chronically ill or has a specific disease, or even if they're just simply aging. Jane has done wonders with various people's pets, and it's really worth contacting her, especially if you are in the Maryland area. She goes to Harford County Community College and Anne Arundel Community College, teaches classes there, but she also does these home visits and group workshops and lots of good information. So get in touch with LuckyDogWellness.com, Jane Rainier, 410-961-3542. All right, let's jump into today's show. There were a couple of things that I've really been involved with lately. One of them is talking with a group called 15-40. .org. They also have a website, newcancerconversation.org. And they are really, really pushing because people between the ages of 15 and 40 still get cancer, and I mean all types of cancer. I certainly had uterine cancer at 27. I would have been perfect for this group. However, their cancer survival rates for people in this particular age group have very little progress made since 1975. Studies show that this is in large part due to delayed diagnosis. 1540 Connection, a cancer self-awareness nonprofit organization, is driving a new cancer conversation. It needs to change. We need to empower people to take advantage of life-saving detection. Certainly, looking at their website, Detect Cancer Early is of vital importance. And they have a three-step process. And this is good information, actually, for everybody when it comes to your health. Remember what great feels like. Think about your body. When do you feel best? And you need to keep that in mind. When do you feel your healthiest, your happiest, your best? Cancer can reveal itself in different ways to different people. Me, Anna Renault, I have this crazy body that my hair on my legs stops growing. And my toenails stopped growing. I know that means I have a cancer growing somewhere. It was true when I had my skin cancer. It was true when I had my colon cancer. It was true when I had my breast cancer. I mean, when you actually have certain signs that your body is telling you something has changed, you need to figure out what has changed, why has it changed. Has your normal energy level dropped? Have your sleep patterns changed? Have you gained or lost weight without trying? Have your bathroom habits changed? There are so many signs that there is something going on in your body. And especially for people between the age of 15 and 40, sometimes we just use all kinds of excuses for them. Oh, well, we're just too busy. That's why we're tired. Oh, well, I've just overdone it, and that's why my chest hurts. All kinds of things. But when it comes to your health, think about the two-week rule, and it's very important for everybody of all ages. Remember what greatness feels like, and then think about what has changed. If it really isn't something important, it will probably go away in 2 weeks. Maybe you've got a little touch of the flu or a cold. Maybe the weather has changed and you have some aches and pains. But if it's still continuing after 2 weeks, you should see a doctor. Discuss it with your doctor. And you should actually have a primary care physician who knows you when you're well, so he or she can detect when there are these warning signs. Hey, maybe we need to check this out. Maybe we need to do a scan. Maybe we need to get an x-ray. You don't want to be one of these people that runs to the doctors for every little ache and pain. But you need to know your body. You need to know, hey, something is not right. Something has definitely changed. I need to go to the doctors. If I have heard it once, I've probably heard it 1,000 or more times over the past 40 years from people who say, I don't want to go to the doctors. He's going to tell me something's wrong. If your body is not feeling great, you already know something is wrong. You need to go to the doctor, and you need to be sure that you describe all of your symptoms. Sometimes it's the very last thing that you say gives him the key of whether or not it's this or whether it's that. Someone just recently was diagnosed because the mother of this teenager, as they were walking out the door, said, Well, I hope this helps his headache soon. Immediately, the eye doctor said, "Headaches? You hadn't told me you had headaches. Let's get a scan." And there was a brain tumor. It saved the kid's life. You need to tell the doctor all of the symptoms. You don't want to hear a doctor say, "You're too young for this." I heard it at 27. He stood there with the positive test in his hand and he said, "This can't be right. We're going to do the test again. You're too young for this." You also don't want to hear a doctor say it's all in your head. Well, if it's a brain tumor, maybe it is all in your head, but not a mental thing that you're making stuff up. You need to know your body, and you need to have doctors listen to you. So if you're between the ages of 15 and 40 and you've had cancer, contact 15-40.org. Get involved with these folks. Tell them your story. Share what you went through, because we really need more information about this particular age group. We cannot, as an American medical community, not have progress being made since 1975 for this age group. That, to me, is unconscionable. There are millions of dollars every year raised for all types of cancers. We need to look at this age group. Why has their mortality rate not dropped? That is just not acceptable. Now, another issue that recently came up, it's been 1 year ago that the Maryland governor, Larry Hogan, had lymphoma. And just recently, me, Anna Renault, has had a flare-up of lymphedema. And there has been a lot of confusion, actually, with my family, with some friends, with some people at church. I went to a senior center event on Saturday, or Friday night, rather. Lots of people saying, "Oh, you've got lymphoma." No, I have lymphedema. Lymphedema refers to swelling that generally occurs in one or both of your arms and your legs. And it's due to, most often commonly caused by, the removal of or damage to your lymph nodes. Every person, every human being, has a lymph system, L-Y-M-P-H. It's a clear liquid fluid that goes through vessels that run right alongside of your blood vessels. It's part of your immune system. The lymphatic system actually helps block or prevent the damage to the node, prevent the lymph fluid from doing its job. But what it does is help prevent infections. It really is a strong tool within your immune system. So you want that lymph fluid to flow up and down your arm, up and down your leg, up and down your trunk of your body, and keep you healthy. Unfortunately, when the lymph nodes are either removed, which is quite often during breast cancer, or they're damaged in any number of different ways, the blockage of your lymph fluid starts creating swelling. There is no cure for lymphedema, but it can sometimes be managed with early diagnosis and with diligent care of the affected arm or leg. And when I say diligent management, it may mean massage therapy. It may mean you have to be wrapped up in a bunch of bandages. You have to wear a compression sleeve, all kinds of things. Now, there are some lymphedema signs and symptoms. You can certainly see the swelling of the arm or the leg. It feels really heavy. There might be a tightness. Certainly when the arm swells, the skin will stretch. Sometimes there's hardening and thickening of the skin called fibrosis. You sometimes lose the range of motion. There may be some aching or some other discomfort, and you may have recurring infections because the lymph fluid is not flowing up and down your body the way it's supposed to. The swelling caused by lymphedema can be mild. You might hardly notice it. Everybody says it's no big deal. Or it could be extreme to the point where you lose the use of the arm or the leg. Lymphedema caused by cancer treatment may not occur right away. It might be months later. It might be years later. In my case, I had my lymph nodes out in 2009, and I had lymphedema in 2011. And then it was fine. I didn't have any more flare-ups. My arm was good until July 4th, 2016. The arm blew up. I looked like I was changing into the Hulk, if anybody can remember that TV show with this green or this character called the Hulk, that's this big green guy. I didn't know what was going on with my arm. I was totally shocked to wake up to see this big fat arm on the side of my body. Fortunately, I've been able to go to therapy, getting the massage, getting the bandage wraps, and the arm swelling is going down. And God willing, I will have full use of my arm again, or at least pretty much maybe 90% or whatever. But it is much better than it was July 4th. Now, the lymphatic system is crucial to keeping your body healthy. It circulates protein-rich lymph fluid throughout your body, collecting bacteria, viruses, and waste products. Your lymphatic system carries this fluid and harmful substances through your lymph vessels, which lead to the lymph nodes. The waste are there filtered by lymphocytes, infection-fighting cells that live in your lymph nodes, and ultimately flushed from your body. Now that, again, is important to know. Your blood is pumped through your blood vessels by your heart. Your lymph fluid is pumped through your body by your lymph nodes. Your lymph nodes also include those infection-fighting cells called lymphocytes. It's a very important part of your body. And yet most people don't know you have it, have never heard of it, and couldn't care less. So think about it. It's something that certainly cancer patients deal with, but there are people who get injured on the job, playing sports. If your lymph nodes get injured and they stop doing what they're supposed to do, the inflammation occurs, the pain occurs, the lymph fluid does not flow where it's supposed to flow. You can find out lots more information. I certainly use mayoclinic.org quite often. It's certainly a highly respectable medical facility in the United States. Their website is reliable and accurate and gives great information. It gives the diagnosis, the treatment, the symptoms, the causes, all those things that you can take and look up on mayoclinic.com. Now, I was talking about people who are 15 to 40. Well, tomorrow morning around 11 a.m. Baltimore time, East Coast time here in the U.S., I will be interviewing a mother-daughter duo on the West Coast that have started an organization to help people 65 and over who have been dealing with cancer. Each age group, children have certain needs, special needs. This 15 to 40 group has certainly some special issues. Senior citizens over 65 certainly face all types of problems when they're dealing with cancer. In some cases, perhaps their family has moved miles away and they're not there to support them. If you're a cancer patient, you really, really do need a support group. Family, friends, neighbors, people at your church, people at your work. And, of course, unfortunately for many people 65 and over, they've retired, so they no longer have those coworkers. But you need a support system. Coral 65 will be talking to us tomorrow morning about all the different things that they are helping to promote to raise awareness of people with cancer over 65. Now, I was just mentioning the support group and the fact that these people have oftentimes retired and are on Medicare. But there are issues for people of any age with cancer. Do they have the right insurance? Do they have enough insurance? Does their insurance cover what they need? I was just talking about lymphedema. Medicare does not cover lymphedema treatment. Why? I have no idea. It's certainly part of cancer. It's certainly a side effect of cancer. It's certainly a medical condition. They only pay for certain things, and then the rest you better have a supplemental plan to cover. Certainly for the compression sleeve, if you qualify or need a pump to pump your arm or your leg fluid to keep it moving each day, Medicare doesn't cover. You need to really look into your insurance to see what you have, especially based on your age, of what they're willing to pay for. In some respects, and it's sad to say, since Medicare was designed to help elderly people, it's almost like, well, you're elderly, you're going to die anyway, so why bother? And that is not acceptable. We have worked most of the time, most of us have worked for 20, 30, 40 years. I just met a young lady, I'm saying young lady, she's 88. She worked 50 years. She earned the right to have Medicare, and it should cover everything she needs. And sadly, it doesn't. So what do you do about that? Well, I just had lunch last Wednesday with my Congressman Dutch Ruppersberger and said, you know, you see this arm? You see this problem? It's not covered under Medicare. You need to do something about that, Dutch. You are in Congress. You have the power to put legislation in. You have power to make something happen. You need to find out why does Medicare not pay for someone who is over 65, like me, who has lymphedema. And this has been going on since July 4th. That's 2 months that I have been dealing with this painful, swollen arm. I happen to be right-handed. The lymphedema happens to be in my right arm because my breast cancer was in my right breast. The lymph nodes removed were removed from my right armpit. So it is a real challenge to be one-handed. There are lots of things that you do when you're right-handed that the left hand just doesn't seem to do very well, and you certainly don't want to be eating certain food and having it drop off the spoon or drop off the fork before it gets to your mouth over and over again. And this is a side of cancer that people don't always think about, are these unusual side effects. They all know about the nausea. They know about the diarrhea. They know about the chemotherapy. But they don't always stop and think about something like lymphedema or the fact that sometimes your stomach lining has gotten irritated and it'll bleed. Or there's another bleed called hand-foot syndrome where the small capillaries in your hands and feet bleed. There are all kinds of side effects. Emotional side effects. Financial impacts. There are all kinds, all parts of cancer. And speaking of the financial impact, I have certainly been advocating and working with some other advocates in terms of talking to the utility companies about not shutting off people's electric, especially when they have a serious illness and they are not able to work. Sometimes, like with breast cancer, you may be out of work for a year or two, but you go back to work. During that short period of time, you need some kind of help from Social Security, disability, welfare, somebody. There needs to be some type of short-term help. And right now, in the state of Maryland, as well as most of the country, there is no short-term help. There are only maybe 2 or 3 states that are providing that temporary assistance. And it's on a state level. It needs to be on a national level. there are probably hundreds, if not thousands, of people that need that help, but it's not the millions of cancer patients. There are lots of cancer patients, and I certainly have been one most of my life, where I had Blue Cross and Blue Shield, and they paid pretty much everything. And I had to pay the rest out of pocket. And I was usually working at a place where I had paid sick leave. So I was in good shape. I did not become homeless. I didn't have my car foreclosed and repossessed. I have been an extremely fortunate person when it comes to that. And I've met some other people recently who had some money in the bank and whatever, and they did very well. But there are still those who are falling through the cracks, who do wind up getting evicted from their apartment, who do have their house foreclosed, who do have their car repossessed. It takes a long time to recuperate from that type of side effect of cancer, more so sometimes than the physical side effects. It's something that we need to think about, and we need to address the issue. So if you happen to be listening to this show and you're in the state of Maryland, please talk to your legislators about this. They're the ones that can make the difference in terms of telling utility companies that they can't turn the electric off, especially when somebody's on a food pump or a breathing machine, or if they have the lymphedema pump that they have to use every day. These are life-saving situations that really need to keep the electric on. And we need to come up with a plan of how to pay for the electric while people are not able to work. Do they get some type of temporary disability? Do they get some type of social services? Some people call it welfare. They need to have some kind of support system in place. And this is not only true just for cancer patients, but heart attacks, strokes, serious illness. I had a friend recently who tripped and fell and practically broke his neck and took 6 months before he could even stand up. What do you do when you're in that kind of situation? Most of us do not have enough money in the bank to wait 6 months before Social Security disability kicks in. And that's only if you qualify for Social Security disability. How do you get through these serious, terrible situations that quite often are through no fault of your own? All right, I've been talking now for some time, and I certainly have hit on some important topics. Have a primary care physician who knows your body when it's normal. You need to know you're normal. You need to know when things change. You need to think about whether or not you go to the doctors right away, or if you wait around 2 weeks, see if the aches and pains go away, or you look at your diet or your calendar and see if you're overdoing it and that's why you're tired. Or do you need to go to the doctor? Do you need to be seen? Do you need to have some special test? Early detection saves lives. I'm here that I can swear that it has saved my life. I went into the doctor and said, this has changed. This is wrong. This needs to be looked at. I have a family history of cancer in this area. We need to look at this. I was sadly right, and I had to have surgery and had to have it fixed. Turned around with the melanoma. My dad had it on his nose. I had it on my chin. I said, I recognize it. It needs to go away. It's not a cosmetic thing. This is cancer. This can kill you. Around 8% of people with melanoma skin cancer die, usually because of late diagnosis. You see it on the skin. It doesn't belong there. It needs to go away. I saw it. I went in. I saved my chin. I saved my life. The doctor wasn't real happy. You're too young for this. Well, sorry, doc, but there it is. What can we do about it? Same way with my colon. The doctor said you had to be 50 to get a colonoscopy under your insurance. Well, sadly, I'm 44. I've had a cancer history. I have a family history of colon cancer. I have symptoms. I need to be seen. And colon cancer is often a silent killer. I was lucky that I had symptoms. I got in there early and got it detected and got it out. And I'm still here to talk about it. My ovarian tumors, my stomach was bleeding. They were looking to see why my stomach was bleeding. And they just happened to see the ovaries on the x-ray, and the doctor asked me what I was doing about my ovarian tumors. Pure luck. The Lord put me in the right place at the right time. Whatever. It was early detection. I was safely operated on, and the ovarian tumors were removed. Early detection. It has been an awesome blessing. As far as breast cancer is concerned, if you feel a lump, go to the doctors. Make sure that you're on a regular schedule for a mammogram. The machines are a little uncomfortable, but they save lives. They catch the breast cancer at its earliest stage. So often it catches it at stage zero, stage one. That's what you want. Short, sweet, cut it out, be done. You don't want to have to wait until you're stage four. And that goes for any cancer or for any illness. Give the doctors the best chance they have of treating you successfully when it is small, when it is early, when it is the easiest to get rid of. Okay, thanks a lot for listening to Anna's Journey and me talk about all these cancer issues. Certainly, I hope you've learned a few things. Please feel free to go to my website and hit contact and let me know your thoughts. Let me know if there are issues that you want to hear about. Certainly, let me know what you thought about today's show. Stay tuned tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern Time to talk with a mother-daughter duo who are doing awesome things for people 65 and over who are dealing with cancer. And as far as I know, it's a nationwide effort, so it's not something just on the West Coast. Take care and have a great day.